morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this special Happy Father's Day Sunday morning. On this beautiful day, and I hope everyone has a good Father's Day today, we're planning a good show today. We're going to hear from Michael McGoldrick, Connor Maynard, Paul Brady, Andy Irvin, and John Sheehan with his flirting fiddles. How about you, Farmer?
Oh, well, I'm going to do some, one fatherly album today with Christy Moore and some Narrowbacks, and then later on some Van Morrison.
Okay.
Maybe we could find something else in my bag for fathers, a special Irish Father's Day.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We're going to start off today's show with the Pogues. I'm not sure. Well, some of them are fathers, I guess.
Detection.
I also want to welcome our listeners from Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Farmer. I forgot to mention them when we opened the show. But 88.1 WSBR in Lee, as well as WTBR here in Pittsfield. What you just heard was the Jolly Tinker from Michael McGoldrick from his album Wired. And before that, you heard from the Kildares, who we've seen, with the Secrets of the Day. And first up on this set, we've heard, excuse me, from the Pogues, who I've seen, If I Should Fall from Grace with God, one of their most popular songs, and certainly one of their most popular CDs.
Yeah.
So you're going to start us off, Farmer?
I am. I'm going to start us off with the Narrowbacks, this first song.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting. Once we watched the small free birds fly.
return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, my darling, when I think of thee. So fare thee well, my own true love, I'm going far, far away. I am bound for California, but I know I'll return someday. So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, my darling, when I think of thee. I've shipped on a Yankee sailing ship, the Davy Crockett is her name. And Burgess is the captain of her, and they say she's afloat in hell. So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, my darling, when I think of thee. The sun is on the harbor, love, I know I should remain. But I know it will be some long time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, my darling, when I think of thee. So fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, my darling, when I think of thee.
Let's take out. rising, getting wilder. All the ladies look like a damn poster. Grab your girlfriend, pull her closer. Make her ride it, ride it, roller coaster. And they can try to shut this down, but no way, but no way.
That was Connor Maynard, who says that he recorded his album in his mother's garage. The name of that song was Taking Off from his album Contrast. And before that, we heard from Emish with one of their better tunes and rarely heard, I think, Leaving of Liverpool. Nice song. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Narrowbacks, and the song was Fields of Ethan Rye, and that came off their album After Hours.
Oh, good. That's nice.
That was a good one.
It was a good one, indeed.
And, you know, I just want to say the first half of the show was a lively show this morning.
So far, so good here.
I've been enjoying it.
We have. Michael McGoldrick and all, and he's from Donegal. God only knows.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you're going to start us off, right?
I am. I'm going to start the second half of the show off with Christy Moore.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland's isle did fly. I stepped on board of a vision, and I followed where it went, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. And delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, wherein my early boyhood so often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think that I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spancel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground, where all my school companions, and they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning,
Oh, at last with right goodwill to Martin Moylan's music at the cross of Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, they came to sport and to kill. There were curious combinations at the cross of Spansel Hill. Then they went to see me old neighbours to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning grey. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to mend me bridges when I lived in Spansel. Flying visit to my first and only love. She's white as any lily, she's gentle as a dove. She threw her arms all round me, said, Johnny, I love you still. Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter, she's the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I stooped and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. And the cock, it crew in the morning, oh, it crew both loud and shrill. And I walk in California, many miles from Spansel Hill. We'll be right back.
Of honor and fame that weekly appears on the braes of Kilrain, with your servants and your horses and your dogs at command, and young Richard Hunter to lead on the band. With me heart tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. November 14th, on that fatal day, as down from my dwelling I chanced for to stray, all alone past the side of yon green hills, where oft times in plenty I sported at will. With me heart tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. As I fed on green grass that flies on yonder ground, my heart was set a-beating by the cry of the hounds,
and hunter, the foremost of all, for the prey in a voice like the thunder cries out, hark away with me, hark, tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. Distance from that bloody crew, but the hounds in full cry filled my heart with despair. That bloodthirsty crew had my life in their care. With me, hark, tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. Right over mountain and away past Kilgrane, well buckled by Ringwood and Slasher by name, then down past Young's Buildings and away through Twyfin, that old eagle draper, my curse light on him. With me, hark, tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. My race being run, I was forced to give o'er my innocent body in pieces they tore. You may seek other pastimes and drink hell's galore. On the braes of Kilgrane you will hunt me no more. With me, hark, tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. My race being run, I was forced to give o'er to the value of sixpence. I ne'er harmed mankind, and the hounds to the trail they were bred to obey. It was you, Richard Hunter, led my life astray. With me, hark, tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and you just heard Andy Irvine from his album Old Dog Road with the Kilgrane Hare. And before that, you heard from Paul Brady from his Primitive Dance album with Steal Your Heart.
Steal Your Heart.
And you played us something, Farmer.
I did. I started this set off with Christy Moore's Spencel Hill, and that came off the what was it, On the Road? Oh God, I forgot the name of it. Magic Nights on the Road, the 4 CD compilation we have here.
Who knew? So I want to wish everyone a happy Blooms Day, which is tomorrow. And for those luckily to be in Dublin on Blooms Day, you can actually they have brass, I think, footsteps directing you towards the path that Mr. Bloom took on his walk through Dublin that's so well commemorated, I guess I'll use the word, in the famous novel by James Joyce. But on June 15th, Captain John Alcock in 1919, Captain John Alcock and Lieutenant Whitten Brown landed in Derrymuir Bog, outside of Clifton County, Galway, completing the world's first nonstop transatlantic flight. They had left Newfoundland 16 hours and 12 minutes earlier in a Vickers Vimby biplane from the First World War, powered by two Rolls-Royce engines. Rolls-Royce Eagle engines.
Eagles.
Expecting to land on solid ground, they were annoyed when their plane wound up sinking nose-first into the Irish bog. What a surprise. Why were they annoyed? Nevertheless, they were excited in the presence of the staff of the Marconi wireless station nearby, who came to watch the landing. And, quote, that's the way to fly the Atlantic, Brown proclaimed. Now, if I can only have a shave and a bath, we'll be all right, says Elcott. So they had simple needs,
yeah.
I guess. But whatever.
Well, you crash into a bog, you're going to get wet. You probably should take a bath.
Right. <You know? laughs> The flight had not gone as smoothly as they had hoped. Despite climbing 11,000 feet after takeoff, they were unable to rise above the clouds. The plane's heating engine broke, making the freezing cold of the high altitude ever harder to bear. In order to keep the motor running, Brown had to scrape ice off key components halfway across the Atlantic. However, the journey was now complete. The Irish Times journalist Tom Corkakenny landed the scoop of a lifetime when he interviewed the men, noting that Alcock looked as spruce, attired in a navy lounge suit, and cheerfully smoking a cigarette as any city man enjoying an hour's content. In their effort, the men won a £10,000 prize from the Daily Mail, presented by the Secretary of State for Air, Winston Churchill. Alfred Harmsworth, the editor of the paper, himself born in Chapelizod County, Dublin, came up with the prize in 1913, though the First World War had prevented anyone from attempting to claim it. 13 years later, another event linking Newfoundland and Ireland would occur when Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean.
There you go.
So I hope that was worth it. I thought that was interesting.
That was interesting.
So now we're here from Clodagh's Choice. What have they chosen for us?
Okay. Thank you.
That was John Shahan.
Nice.
It is nice, from his album Flirting Fiddles.
Flirting Fiddles.
And the name of the tune was Kriya's Christening, which I thought was very pleasant. And before that, we heard from Claudia's Choice with a variety of reels. And you started us off, Farmer?
No, I didn't.
You're going to start us off with the next set?
Yes, this set.
And what is it?
It's going to be Van Morrison.
Here we go.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl. Thank you.
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody has a good week. Like Kevin said, stay tuned to our show again next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes smiling.